Hello and welcome to GeekCast Radio presents an interview that will also be syndicated on Altered Geek and Studio 2009. Steve Megatron here, and I'm your host for this special interview. Today we have the opportunity to speak with Nicholas Friedman, the editor of Funimation.com, who's here to talk with us about anime. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. Glad to have you.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So, as we get started, could you tell our listeners a little bit about your background and how you came to be at Funimation?
Yeah, you bet. So, I've been an anime fan my whole life. Started, I think, with a lot of people from this generation with with Toonami and Dragon Ball Z.
Yep.
As well as Saturday mornings with Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh and the like. But I'm also, I'm a career journalist. So I studied journalism in college after discovering it kind of at a really young age. And I was always fascinated with the research and the information and the idea of reporting, right? And bringing those facts to a wider audience. And so I really hit my stride with that in college. Started doing some pop culture reporting on the side. And out of college, I worked for a newspaper for a few years, and mm-hmm. an amazing opportunity popped up at Funimation, and I saw it as a call to fate that drawing those pictures of Goku in my notebook when I was 12 has finally paid off. And so I took a chance, and they liked me, and here I am, 2.5 years later. It's a dream. It really is.
That's awesome. Yeah, I too grew up on that era of Toonami and Funimation on there with Dragon Ball Z and, the Pokemon era. I was heavy into Dragon Ball Z. I was kind of the go-to person for information on that in school. So
I love that.
Yeah, it was awesome. I actually, one of my first websites was on Dragon Ball Z. And
yeah,
that's back good. In the GeoCities days,
Oh man, my favorite Pokemon chat rooms and
yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. So, with being at Funimation, what are some of the top animes that you can suggest for people, especially for like this time of year?
Yeah, so Halloween is a great time to get into anime if you are a fan of the supernatural, if you're a fan of horror, if you're a fan of, psychological thrillers. I mean, there really isn't a better time of the year. I mean, honestly, any time's a good time to get into anime based on what you're interested in, but horror anime creates a great, great entryway. Some core standouts, some core favorites just off the top of my head, like one of my favorites is Mob Psycho 100. It's a supernatural comedy show, I guess, if I had to describe it. There's a little bit of shonen in there. And it is basically the story of this young kid who has psychic powers, and he basically interns for a professional psychic who is actually a con artist, and they get thrown into very real supernatural situations, and it's up to Mob, the main character, to use his psychic abilities to, make up for Reagan, his mentor, not having them, except he has no idea that his mentor doesn't have the powers. And so it's this really fun back and forth. You get a little bit of buddy cop in there, and the comedy, the writing, just it hits and it's great. That is a more of a lighthearted recommendation. Mm-hmm. If you want to get a little bit more cerebral, I'd have to recommend Paranoia Agent. It is it's a classic series from legendary director Satoshi Kon, from Perfect Blue and Paprika fame. If those are some you may have heard of, but it is just this truly thought provoking thriller that has its moments that are almost like Hitchcock esque, like murder moments. But the core of it is really around, the people whose lives are affected by, by this mystery, and then the detectives looking to solve it. And it's wrapped in this anime unique style that one, you can only get from anime, but two, you can really get from Satoshi Kon and his amazing body of work. So that is a great option. That's a fairly quick watch that I think is perfect for getting in the mood of all things spooky and scary.
Nice. So with like, I'm not very well versed in the horror genre of anime, but I have seen quite a few just regular anime. What are some of the main ones that you see people gravitate towards, even outside of this time of year?
For sure. I mean, you know, one big one that you've probably heard of that's been a big hit in the last few years has been My Hero Academia. Mm-hmm. You know, it is the story of Deku, a young boy in a world where almost everyone has superpowers known as quirks, but he doesn't. He is quirkless. and like all of us with big dreams, he hopes to become the number one hero. That is always the soapbox I give for that series, because you got to watch it to experience it. And if you're a fan of superhero pop culture, mm-hmm. Everything from Marvel movies to comic books to, you know, your classics, like My Hero is a great option, and it's a great option for a first anime. I have seen so many people join the community through My Hero Academia in the last few years. And from there it is a deep dive, because it brings across all of the things that make anime so unique while still being incredibly approachable. And those are my favorite types of series, because they bring so many new people into the fandom, and the anime fandom is already just so incredibly diverse, and I love when shows make it easy to celebrate that.
Yeah, that's good to know, because I've heard of it over the years, and I've always been like a huge like Dragon Ball Z fan. I've been a fan of various like DC and Marvel and things like that, mm-hmm. but I've never heard it, this particular series, explained that way.
Yeah.
To gauge my interest in it, which now that you've said all that, I actually have interest in it.
Yeah, I mean, look, in a lot of ways, it is this generation's Dragon Ball in a lot of ways. And I you know, I hate to make that comparison, because they are different. But it is a show that is capturing the moment, right? I think Dragon Ball Z captured the moment in the West for a lot of reasons. But one of those reasons was, you know, this was at a time when you know, late 90s, early 2000s action movies were the
oh thing. Yeah,
and so you know, you could get your Matrix, Mission Impossible, fixed through something like Dragon Ball Z every week, and you know, with the zeitgeist around Marvel movies and the MCU, like. It was the perfect time for a series like My Hero Academia to come onto the scene and introduce a whole new generation to it. Similar to, you know, this happened earlier in the 2010s with Attack on Titan, capturing an audience that may have been watching like the beginnings of Game of Thrones at the time, or the end of Harry Potter, where it's like this big sprawling fantasy epic that has adult themes in it. I mean, especially Attack on Titan, which is a very gory, there's a lot of body horror, that kind of stuff. But it did so much to bring new fans in. And it's like the people who are watching Attack on Titan when it aired, you know, maybe following seasonally now. And it's easier than ever to do that. Like to follow it, you know, and Funimation, like our seasonal lineup is just, it's always packed. And there's just always, I mean, I know for me, my watch list is like 10 to 15 shows a season. And
oh wow,
and I make it a priority, even though I'm also juggling, you know, playing video games and reading comic books, because the content is just so good, and it comes out, it's just coming at such a rate that it's just there's not enough time to explore it all, and so it's like you want to prioritize it and really dig deep into it.
So what are a couple of your specifically favorite shows right now?
Yeah, so one of my favorites from this year, the second season aired, but the first season aired a couple of years ago, called Kaguya-sama Love is War. It is a romantic comedy series, which I know doesn't exactly get people in the Halloween mood, but I like to describe it as like traditional rom-com meets Death Note, if you're mm-hmm. familiar with Death Note.
Yep.
It is a battle anime about two teenagers who are top students who are hopelessly in love with each other but refuse to admit it to one another. And so they try and get each other into scenarios where the other will confess their love first. And it is written so smartly. It's based on a manga of the same name, where there's a narrator that plays out the scenarios. And at the end of every, you know, little vignette, they call a winner, you know, winner, such and such. And it's so funny and it's so smart. And one of my favorite, things in anime is when they can capture like the reality of relationships, not just romantic, but even between friends. And Kaguya is one of those series that I think does a great job at like showing what it was like to be a kid in high school and have a crush and have friends and be a part of that high school experience. And it's a hilarious show. First season is available subtitled on Funimation. The second season is actually currently being dubbed by Funimation, as well as the simulcast, the subtitled version. And both of those parts of season two are streaming exclusively on Funimation. So, I watched all of season one in like 3 days because I was hooked. And I had no idea that romantic comedy anime would become one of my favorite genres, but now it is.
It's actually funny because a lot of the time they capture some of the things that regular shows don't, in that there's a little bit of more of a realism, even though some of it might be a little bit over exaggerated, but it's, it's still, it kind of touches on those bases that you feel naturally when you're in the moment of those scenarios.
Exactly. It's funny you bring up like the over exaggerated thing, because while it may not have been how it was, it's how it felt.
Yes.
That I think, that's a great call out.
So how can people learn more about anime and also stream thousands of titles?
Yeah. So, obvious answer, funimation.com. I always like to call Funimation like a destination for anime, because like we have such an immense library of shows, and they cover, like I said, just generations, everything from Speed Racer and Astro Boy and Kimba the White Lion to Cowboy Bebop, Yu Yu Hakusho to, like I said, Attack on Titan, My Hero Academia, and then the currently airing stuff that's in season, like shout out Fire Force, which is a great supernatural entry that just kicks all kinds of ass, that's airing right now. But we've also got like everything else that you might need for your anime journey. So like, if you're a super fan and you've got to get apparel or a figure for your shelf, like me, who has too many figures on my shelves, or you want to, you know, buy the home video, you've got the Funimation shop right there on the website. And then another one, you know, another kind of pillar of that is the Funimation blog, which, you know, we have an amazing team of writers from all around the world that are just anime super fans. And we write guides and features and deep dives into anime. So great example is one of my favorite series that we run is A Mom's Guide to Anime. And it is about, you know, a younger mom who grew up on, you know, the same stuff that we grew up on. And she has a kid, and she not only wants to get him into anime the right way, the appropriate way, but wants to use anime as a teaching tool to help with parts of life, like, you know, going through puberty or, you know, experiencing heartbreak for the first time. And she has this awesome perspective on that. And like, I think that's a really good snapshot of like how we can use content outside of just the anime to really show people what it's all about. And you know, we've got guides, and if you're a big watcher and you want to rewatch anime, you know, we've got guides for that. Funimation.com is like, it's your destination for anime. Wherever you are in your journey with anime, there is a way for you to jump in through Funimation and make that your home, basically.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And as you heard it in the interview, everyone, that is your place to go if you would like more information. I know for one, I need to be updated on a lot of stuff, so that's probably where I should be going. my info is a little dated, so I'm still catching up on Dragon Ball Super and things like that. So So yeah, thank you, Nicholas, for joining us on this chat on Geekcast Radio Presents Interview. Is there anything else you'd like to plug before we go?
No, I mean, just, you know, if you're not into anime, give it a chance. It is one of the coolest art forms out there. It is absolutely worth your time, and you know, Funimation is the place to do it. And if you want me to yell at you about all the amazing shows you can watch, you can follow me on Twitter.
Awesome. So thank you again, and this concludes this interview on Geekcast Radio Presents. Until next time.